From Matthew 15, verse 28. Then Jesus said to her, O woman, your faith is great. A writer unknown to history, but surely known to God, left us a remarkable story of faith. When a traveler in the early days of the West came to the Mississippi River, he discovered there was no bridge. Fortunately, it was winter and the great river was sheeted over with ice, but the traveler was afraid to trust himself to it, not knowing how thick it was. Finally, with infinite caution, he crept on his hands and knees and managed to get halfway over. And then he heard singing emanating from behind him. Ever so cautiously, he turned, and there, out of the darkness, came another traveler driving a 4-horse load of coal over the ice, singing as he went. You know, we may have a little trouble defining and gauging great faith, but we have no trouble recognizing it when we see it with our own eyes or hear stories of it. The church father, Augustine, recollecting the Bible's definition of faith, said, "Faith is to believe what we do not see, and the reward of this faith is to see what we believe." Faith in God is the essence of Christianity. It's the call of God to every person. It's the means by which we are rescued from hell. And it's the doorway through which we experience the power and the blessing of the unseen world. Faith in Jesus brings heaven into our earthly existence. Faith unleashes the Holy Spirit's power to work in and through our lives. Faith puts us in contact with and into the hands of the one who died for us and rose again. Corrie ten Boom, a Dutch watchmaker, survived the Holocaust at the hands of the Nazis during World War II, and with her family helped many others survive. This valiant, brave Christian woman left us these compelling words, quote, "Faith sees the invisible, believes the unbelievable, and receives the impossible," close quote. According to Hebrews 11, verses 1 through 3 and verse 6, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old gained approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Close quote. Faith is mentioned almost 400 times in the Bible. With that kind of presence in God's holy word, God intended us to know and understand faith and to exercise great faith in him. According to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, Apostle Paul, near the end of his life, from a prison dungeon in Rome, said, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will reward to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing." From the Damascus Road, where he encountered Jesus powerfully and was saved victoriously, till his last moment on earth, just before he was beheaded by the Roman authorities for his belief in Jesus as Messiah and Lord, Paul's living and dying words were those of faith. John, the apostle of Jesus, left us a glorious and inspiring anthem to faith in his words found in 1 John 5, verses 3 through 5. "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is the one who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" Friend, the Bible makes a powerful promise to every believer in Romans 8:28. God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. This means that if you trust in Jesus as Lord and exercise great faith in him by the help and aid of the Holy Spirit, God will make the best and even the worst things that ever happened in your life work for your very best. Now that is a promise worth living by. Moreover, at the end of Paul's great benediction to the Christians in Ephesus, speaking of Jesus, he said in Ephesians 3, verse 20, "To him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think." The power, the authority, and the ability of Jesus Christ makes faith in him life-changing. Faith in Christ is not a gamble. It's not a long shot. It's certain. The great hymn of faith, "Have Faith in God," calls us to sing the following from the depth of our being. Have faith in God, though all else fail about you. Have faith in God. He provides for his own. He cannot fail, though all kingdoms shall perish. He rules. He reigns upon his throne. And so, go now, blessed people, and have great faith in God. I'm Jack Maynard, pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Greenville, Mississippi, and executive director of 1P26 Ministries, Inc. You can find me at cornerstonedelta.com and at 1P26.org. Blessings to all.